If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Mark chapter 12. We'll go back to Mark chapter 12. In Mark chapter 12, verse 28, it said, one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. As we looked at this tonight, I asked the question, do you really love God? Do we really love God? Amen. That's a great big question. It's not a loaded question either. It's something we ought to be asking ourselves every day. If we ask ourselves, ask myself if I love God, amen, it's going to keep me closer to Him. It's going to show me the right way to live, amen, so I can be pleasing to the one I love. Amen. Hey, if you're just going off and beating up the one you love all the time, then you don't really love that person. Amen. I see a lot of abuse in relationship. And I tell you, if somebody's abusing you, then they don't love you. Amen. They don't. If somebody truly loves you, praise God, they'll be nurturing, taking care of you. Amen. It won't be about them all the time. Amen. It'll be about how much you love them and how much they love you. What can I do for you? That's true love. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we looked at this, do you really love God? And we looked at the elements of loving God. And we said that the first element of loving God, just as a little bit of a review, is knowledge of Him. Amen. You can't love somebody that you don't know. And then we said the next element is delight in Him. We ought to delight. David said, I delight myself in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And he said there's a desire for Him. If we truly love the Lord, we're going to have a desire for Him. Amen. And then there's not only desire for Him, but that's that confident trust in Him. Amen. That's to depend on Him. Do you depend on the Lord today? You better depend on the Lord. Hey, if you depend on anything else, you're going to be in sad shape one of these days. Amen. I tell you, the Lord can bring you through. He's promised He will. Ain't nobody else can give you that promise. There's a lot of people who say, well, I'll help you as much as I can. You ever hear that? I'll help you if I can. God said He'd help you all the way to the house. Amen. So that's the elements of loving God. And then we said there was the exercise of loving God. We love God. We love Him affectionately with our hearts. We love Him spiritually with our soul. We love Him reasonably with our mind. And we love Him energetically with all our strength. Amen. And we love Him absolutely, praise God. We love Him heart, soul, mind, and strength, our body, praise God. So that's how we do it, with the energy, praise God. With every fiber in us, we ought to love God. Amen. I tell you, if we ever get this down pat and realize, praise God, if we begin to love Him like He loves us, ain't no telling what happened around here. Amen. Hey, we'll start seeing things happen like it's been happening around here. I think we're starting to get it. Amen. I think we're starting to get lined out and realize, you know, this old world, it don't hold a whole lot. But praise God, there's a kingdom of heaven. Amen. There's a great big God up there that loves us and promised He'd be there for us, and He's made a place and a way at the end of the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we've seen the elements of God, and we've seen the exercise of loving God. I want to preach tonight, if God would be my helper just a little bit, on the effects of loving God. Do you know if you love God tonight, it's going to have an effect on you? Amen. It's going to be a profound effect on your life if you love God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when you start reciprocating the love of God, amen, you start looking at yourself and realize, praise God, that you're just a child of God, amen, an old sinner saved by grace, and God's a helping you so that you can help someone else. Boy, we ever get that down in our hearts, glory be to God, God will begin to help us. Like He's beginning to help us. Amen. He'll begin to pour out on us, praise God, blessings you can't carry in a wheelbarrow. Amen. Your cup will run over. Brother Rex talking about going out there this morning, praise God, going through with. You should have hollered at me, brother. We'd stop and eat breakfast. You could have bought, and I just rejoiced with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next time, holler at me, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I like it like that. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. When we start really praising, praise God, and everything that we have, everything we see around, praise God, is a gift from God.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. We'll be able to get in, praise God, when we, especially if we ever come to our senses and realize, praise God, that we're His too.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God, everything that He gives us, praise God, He gives us on purpose because He loves us that much. I mean, He loves us. God loves us. And He gives to us, praise God, just gives of Himself, and He gives on purpose. Amen. And we're partakers there. We just sit there and I wonder how often we take it in and we take it, but we never give it out. We never say, well, Lord, help me just a place. We're like the Dead Sea, ain't we? Always taking in from all these tributaries and no outlet. Pray God, help us have an outlet. We will have, praise God, when we start beginning to see the effects of the love of God. That aspect will change us forever. Amen. It'll change every aspect of our lives when we begin to see the love of God. We see how real it is. Amen. Let me just give you about three things and it'll change. The effects of loving God will change. Amen. Number one, it'll change our devotional life. Amen. Our devotional life will change. Praise the Lord. It'll make our Bible read. Number one, it'll make us want to read our Bible. Amen. It'll make us want to read the Word of God. It'll make us want to study because we'll want to know Him better. We ever realize, praise God, how much God loves us. And we start getting that love for Him and start reciprocating that love, praise God. We'll begin to want to read our Bible. Amen. Amen. We'll want to know more about the Lord. Amen. The Bible and the Lord will become more real to us. I think it's setting in. I'm thinking you're starting to get it. You're starting to realize, praise God, that we just old Gershoms. Amen. We're just strangers of passing through. Hey, praise God. That's all you ought to do. Praise God. We're just saying, I'm just Gershom. I'm just a stranger of passing through, praise God. I'm somebody heading on a journey, praise the Lord. I'm somebody going somewhere. Say, well, where are you going? I'm going to glory. Amen. I'm on a path for heaven, praise God. Would you go with me? Amen. We begin to see the Word of God. The Word of God will begin to be real when we begin to study. When we begin to see it. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. He said, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. He said, young Timothy, he said, what you need to do is you need to study to show yourself approved to God. Amen. So whenever they ask you, praise God, why you love the Lord so, you have proof. Amen. You know, I tell you how much, I can prove to you how much I love Him. Amen. Because He first loved me. Because He's there for me. Because He said He'd never leave me nor forsake me, praise God. Amen. He said, young Timothy, he said, study. Hey, if we ever going to know anything about God, our devotional life change. If we ever fall in love with God, our devotional life change. We'll study. Amen. We'll begin to look at the Word of God like we never have before. He told Timothy over in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. He said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, for correction. Amen. He said that all men, praise God, may be fully equipped, amen, for what they need, for the life that they live, the ministry that He's been given. Amen. All Scripture is given by inspiration. Well, I tell you ever get a hold of that? That means it's God-breathed. It's a gift from God. It's handed down to us, praise God, on purpose. God gave us His Word. Amen. He wrote it down for us. God, hey, listen, this ain't just a book. This is God Almighty speaking to us. Amen. He's speaking to us. He's showing us. He's challenging us. He's giving us that, praise God, and you and I need, praise the Lord, for this journey. Amen. It's profitable. Amen. It'll help you in the journey. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Paul told Timothy to study. And study all the Scriptures. Amen. Not just one or two. Hey, a lot of people like to just take one or two and they say, well, you know, that's all I need. I don't know about you. I like it all. Amen. And the Bible's not of any private interpretation. So if we're going to study it, we got to study it all. Amen? We got to look it all, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. It's how we get help from the Lord. I don't know about you, I like it when I get a little here and a little there. Amen? If God poured out all He had for us all at once, we couldn't stand it. Amen? We'd be overflowing. We wouldn't be a hand. Our little old finite minds would explode. Amen? See, God's too big, Jesse, for me to understand, know all I know, need to know about Him. And if I did, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen? But He told him, He said, we if we ever truly fall in love with God, we'll have a devotional life, praise God, that God can use, that God can move in, praise the Lord. And Paul told Timothy, he said, study, he said, all the Scriptures. Amen? And then Peter over in 1 Peter chapter 3, he come alongside and he said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man asking you the reason of hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Amen. He just took where Paul had left off and he said, you know what? The Word of God's so good. Amen. But he said, if you just sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. He said, you know how you got it? You get in there, you get to read, you get to see how good God is. Praise God, you just park Him on your soul. Amen. Sanctify the Lord God. Set apart your soul, praise the Lord, for the God for the Lord God of glory. Amen. And so God just comes in, praise God. He fills you full, fills you to overflow, praise God. When we have a devotional life. So that's what God does for us. Amen. We begin to study. We begin to seek approval of God. When I begin to study. Let me just tell on myself. Can I tell on myself? Now, you just don't ever mind it when I tell on myself. When I tell on you, you look at me funny. Amen? Let me just tell on myself. Lord Jesse, I love the Word of God. But when I was sitting over at Coles Cove Baptist Church under Brother Donald Burchett, and Donald's a good man, and I sat there just like you do, and I took notes, I wrote down things that he said. And I go back later and reference those things, and boy, what a blessing it was to my heart. But let me just be honest with you. I want to be honest with you. Until they asked me to teach Sunday school, I never truly spent time studying my Bible. Amen? I'm just being honest. I never truly took the time to study the Word of God. Well, I really like to listen when a man get to preach. But when Brother Donald would plow them first, praise God, I'd write her down just almost word for word everything he said. I've got several notebooks in the house of good messages, praise God. Brother Donald preached. Amen. Amen. But I never started really studying for myself. Every now and then I'd look up a verse. Somebody would ask me about it and I'd scratch my head and say, I'll find that for you. Huh? Is that your Bible study too? Amen. I'd say, hey, you might as well be honest. Amen. That's most of our Bible study. But whenever they asked me to teach, I started digging in that book. And you know what happened, Brother Rex? That book started digging into me. Amen? Glory be to God. It just started pouring out my heart. Praise be to God. I began to see God in a whole new light. God began to move on my heart. And next thing you know, He said, I want you to preach. Yeah. Huh? I said, well, Lord, I'm a teaching Sunday school here. I'm kind of occupied right now. And Lord, I got a little brother down there in Marshall. Lord, if you just bless him and I just preach him, Lord. I said, Roger would be the best preacher in the country. Man, I've prayed for him. I've agonized over him. I've tried to pour it out on him. Amen, everything God's given me. But you know what? God, one day after I begin to study, amen, I begin to love him. I begin to study, pray, and I begin to love him more. I begin to study more, pray God, and he begin to deal with my heart. Amen. And one day, about 3 years later, I said, Lord, I've had enough of this. I surrender. I told that riverbank, I said, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I said, but I'm not able. Lord, I'm not able. I'm not fit. But Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. But you've got to help me, Lord. You know what? It was just like a big old wrecking ball was taken up off me. And he said, that's all right. I said, we can handle that. Amen. He said, I can whip you up in shape. I can give you a little something, praise God, to keep you going so that you can just proclaim my name. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I never truly begin to have a devotional life, a study life, praise God, till they asked me to teach Sunday school. Look at me. All you Sunday school teachers, look at me just a minute. Do you realize the privilege that you have to teach Sunday school at Stony Fork Baptist Church? Let me ask you a question. I want you to ask yourself a question. How much did you study before you had to start teaching? Amen? How much did you study before? Now, I'll just be honest. If you'll be honest with me, some of you on Saturday night about 9:30, you run there and grab your Bible. You say, oh my goodness, I've got to get something for Sunday school. Huh? Oh, hey, some of you probably still do that. I know sometimes you get occupied, but hey, you got all week. Amen? Take your devotional time, praise the Lord, to the Lord, because you love Him. Spend a little time with Him. Amen? Then when you get down there with them little old young'uns or these adults up here, praise God, hey, you'll have something, amen, you can share with them that encourage your hearts. Amen? But I want to say to you, all you Sunday school teachers, you are privileged. You have a privilege to serve God. Amen. And God has given you ability. God has offered you opportunity to study, to show yourself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Doing all those things that Paul said that we need to do to old Timothy. And what Peter said would sanctify you, set you aside for the good cause of Christ. Amen. When you get to study the Word, you can't help but begin to make a difference in you. You can't read that, but the Bible said the Word of God don't go out void. Amen. You get to read, you get to study, and like Miss Penny and Chrissy, they get down there in the Sunday school room with them little fellas, or Miss Allison down there with the little babies. And they begin to pour their heart into them little fellas. And they think, well, you know, they're just doodling. They ain't paying no attention. I want to tell you in the authority of God, hey, it won't go void. Amen. Amen. I guarantee you these little fellas go home, mom and dad ask them, what did you learn in Sunday school? They can tell them what they learned. Maybe not in so many words, praise God, but they can probably draw them a picture. Amen. Why? Because of a little devotional life. Amen. The effects of loving God. If you really love the Lord, there'll be an effect. These little children will begin to see it. Amen. He says, Peter said, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Amen. Why? Because the little children can see it. Amen. These little children can see whether you love God or not. Amen. They can, hey, you may be a phony baloney to everybody else. These little children see through you. Amen. Amen. Hey, but praise God, when you've got a good, humble spirit, praise God, and you've sanctified yourself before the Lord, God will use you. And they'll see that, see Christ in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you truly love the Lord, aspects of your life will change. A devotional life. Amen. Love of God. It'll make you have a devotional life. Not only will it give you a devotional life, but it'll give you a church life. Amen. Your church life will be different when you've truly give yourself God. That effect of loving the Lord, amen, of loving God, praise God, it'll change your church life. I believe a lot of folks come to church because you have to, right? You know, it's Sunday, we got to go to church. We oughtn't to be like that. We'll say, it's Sunday, we get to go to church. We get to go worship the Lord. We get to go be with God's people. We get to go get encouraged. We get to go see the Word of God. We get to hear about the one we love. Amen. We get to study, praise God, so that we can see Him, so that we can know Him better. Praise the Lord. So we get to think on Him. We should never take lightly the things of the church or its ministries. The things of the church or its ministries, we should never take those lightly. I think sometimes we take them too lightly, don't we? We say, well, you know, the preacher and Brother Bill, they got all that covered. I tell you, the preacher and Brother Bill, we ain't that big. Amen? Listen, every one of us is important. We all have a part. Amen. You say, well, ain't a whole lot new. You can pray. Amen? Hey, I know one old boy could use some knee time. Amen? But everyone, we should never take the church or its ministries lightly. I'm afraid we do that so many times. We just say, well, you know, the church is there and it's always going to be there. Really? And we was talking in a prayer room the other week, and these three churches right here in this community are just barely hanging on. They got 4 and 5 people in them, and they're working trying to just keep the lights on, keep the power bill paid. Amen? Why? Because somebody took the ministry, the church, and the ministry of the church lightly. Amen? There's a whole lot of churches. I mean big churches now that's not having services on Wednesday night. They've cut them out. We just don't see the need of those. They wasn't very many people coming. Praise God, as long as I can get up and get here, we'll have service on Wednesday night if I have to come preach to myself.
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Why? Because I ain't going to quit on God. They might be some old wino come by one night and need the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if we get caught up, we ain't very careful. We don't make the church a top priority. The church ought to be our top priority. See, this is not a spectator event, amen, that we're participating in here. Amen. We don't just come to see the show. Amen. We come to get in. Amen. If you ain't coming to get in, no wonder you ain't getting fed. Amen. We ought to come to get in. We ought to come to put in. Like a little old fella said, well, Daddy, no wonder you didn't get in that. You didn't put in but a nickel. Amen. You just put in a nickel. You know what you're going to get? You'll get a nickel's worth. Amen. I'm not talking about your money. Don't go say, well, that old preacher's up there trying to get us gifts more money. I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about, praise God, getting into church.
Amen.
Getting excited, praise God, because God's give you a place
Amen.
Where people love you, praise God, and you can gather together and hear the Word of God.
Amen.
Where you can get, praise God, something that'll help you fundamentally, praise God, that'll put something down in your soul that can make you the kind of person that your grandkids and your kids, praise God, can look up to one day. Amen. Amen. I don't care nothing about being wealthy and having a mansion on a hill. That stuff don't appeal to me, not one whit. Amen. But I would, Brother Rex, when I pass out of here, I'd like to have my son and my daughter, my son-in-law, and little old Mia. I would like to see little old Mia one day. Praise God, when they roll me up here, she looked at me and say, Papa, I love Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. If I don't do nothing else, praise God, just so she can come up knowing that Papa, I love Jesus.
Amen.
That ought to be our heart, earthly goal, praise God. These little ones, praise God, little Rebecca grow up and say, Mama, I love Jesus. Amen. It don't matter that you can't give her a whole lot. Amen. Praise God, in this old world, they don't need much. We've got people running all over the world today trying to make their kids happy with the world. Amen. And all they need, you know what they really need, Brother Rex? They need Mom and Daddy. Amen. They need the love of Mom and Daddy and the love of God in their heart. Amen. Those are the two things, praise God, that they need the most. Amen. God said if we'd seek Him first and His righteousness, King God, His righteousness, He said all these other things be given to us. Amen. It's a done deal. Praise the Lord. So we can't be content just to be a spectator. Praise God in this life. Amen. And number two, we shouldn't be critical of those others as trying to put in some effort. Amen. If we're a child of God, praise God, and we're all in this together, and somebody's trying to do something, amen, we shouldn't be critical of them. We ought to pray for them. Amen. God help them to carry the torch. Amen. Stay in the good fight of faith, praise God. Don't quit. Amen. You know, it amazes me a lot of times people won't get in and do it, but they'll criticize those that do. Amen? I don't understand that. If somebody's going to do it so you don't have to, praise God, I always said, thank you, Lord. Amen? I worked men for years. I had several men under me, and praise God, when I finally realized that if I do it, they'd let me. And I finally realized if I would train them and show them how, praise God, they could do it, and I didn't have to. Amen? What we need to do, praise God, we need to be coming along, amen, one another and one another, praise God, in this walk, getting ready to serve the Lord in these last days. Amen? We need to have a servant's attitude, praise God. Amen? And these others that's coming along trying to do that, we need to encourage them. Amen? It's a necessity to serve the Lord. Amen? It's not a suggestion. We need to serve the Lord. Amen? He's our Savior. After all He done for us, praise God, we ought to do a little bit of something for Him. Amen. If we truly love Him, amen, the effect of that love, praise God, we'll want to serve Him. That means when you go somewhere, praise God, amen, it ain't about, like I say, it ain't about just a couple of people going out and visiting every now and then, praise God. It's about every day being a visitation program. Amen. Everywhere you go, praise God, everybody you see, do like Brother Bill was talking about in the prayer, praying, God, if you just give me somebody today to tell about Jesus. I wonder what happened if every one of us prayed that every morning and then looked for that opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus. But wait a minute. In order to do that, Brother Jesse, we've got to be living like we know Jesus. Amen. If you're out here living like devil, you can't tell some old sinner, praise God, that they need Jesus. They gonna laugh in your face. Amen. If we're going to tell somebody that they need Jesus, that the Lord loves them, how He changed your life, He needs to have changed your life. Amen. It's not just something we say, praise God. It's something that we let God do because we love Him and we don't want to break His heart. Amen. Amen. Don't quit on me. So we can't be critical of those that's trying to do right. Praise God. We just got to come alongside them, praise God, and lift them up. Encourage them. Get in there with them. Hey, newsflash, two can pull twice as much as one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you get a whole team in there, praise the Lord, and we can move mountains. Amen. Sure can. Praise God. So what we need to do is we need to serve the Lord. What are we doing if we serve the Lord? We're showing God we love Him, and we're fulfilling our role as members of this church. Amen. It's called, I guess one of the things you might call it is stepping up to the plate. Amen. You can't hit the ball if you don't get up to the plate. Hey, they throw it right across the home base every time. But if you don't step up to the plate with your bat, you ain't gonna hit that ball. Amen. But it's part of our role, praise God, the church, to serve the Lord, to get in there and be part of this, a member of Christ's church. The body, be a member of the body of Christ. Amen. That's who we are. So the effect of loving God is stepping up to play, getting ready, praise God, to do our part. Amen. It's a necessity. Praise the Lord. So we have our devotion life, our church life, but we also got our relationship. If we love the Lord, our relationship with the world. Amen. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31, it says, it tells us not to use the world, but not abuse it. That's what Paul says there. Let me read that to you. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 7, verse 31. He said, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. Amen. So he said, we use this world because God's given us everything in it. And we use it, praise God, and glorify God in it. But we don't abuse this world. God gives us opportunities. God gives us different avenues, praise God, as individuals, praise God, to use for His glory. And just because He's given it to us, praise God, we don't need to abuse that, praise God, but we need to use that. Amen? So that we can see Christ, so that people can see Christ in us, and so we can be a help to this world that's passing away. Amen? This world's one of these days, it's going to just fold up like an old garment, praise God. It's going to melt with a fervent heat, and there's going to be some people that's going to be in a dire strait. But he said, praise God, if we just choose to pull up and just begin to use the world. Amen. Use the abilities God give us. Use the advantage that God has given us. We're living in a world that people don't like us. I heard on the radio, the Christian radio, or yesterday, I believe it was, they said that they took the professors in these big colleges and said it. 20% of them didn't like Muslims. They had an alt with Muslims. They didn't like 20%. But when they asked them about Christianity, they said 53% of them said they didn't care nothing about Christianity. We're in a sad place when the United States of America, our colleges, where we send our kids to be taught. Amen. Think more of the Muslims than they do the Christians. Amen. But that's where we're at. Whose fault is it? It's our fault. Because we haven't been telling people about Jesus. We haven't been showing people the love of God. Amen. I told Brother Bill here a while back, we're going to have to quit telling our people about the Lord, how much God loves them and how to do right. We're going to have to start showing them how to do right, how to love one another, how to care for each other. Amen. We've talked till we're blue in the face. And they become tone deaf. But praise God, they can't turn you off, praise God, when you show them love. Amen. When it's visible, when it's right there. Amen. It makes all the difference in the world. It changes their attitude almost immediately. Amen. It's hard to be mean to somebody that's trying to love you in an earnest way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So our relationship. Amen. It should be in, it's a relationship with the world system. Praise God. And we don't misuse the world, but we use, praise God, it for God's glory. Amen. Why? Because we're trying to live in holiness to the Lord. Look at 1 John chapter 2 in verse 15. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen? So we see here this love, praise God, that we have. It's not for the world. It's not for worldly things. Our desire shouldn't be to the world. Our desire should be to God. Amen. We make Him priority one. We put Him first. And in all things, everything else falls into place. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are... That's pretty clear, isn't it? He said, don't love the world. Don't love the things that's in the world. The things that's in the world will get you in trouble. Amen? He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's pretty evident. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? If we love the world more than we love God, if we like the world better than we do God's people, amen? Bible said if we love God, then we show it by loving the brethren. Amen? If we don't love the brethren, we don't love each other, then how can we love God? Amen? But he tells us here, not to love. The effects, praise God, the effects of loving God as He pulls us out of the world. He said, be ye separate, come out from them, from among them. And be ye separate. You can't, you know what's happening to all our young people? We keep getting drawn back. They're being drawn out into the world. And the world's putting its hooks into them. It's drawing them out. And the devil's using drugs and alcohol and sexual perversion, amen, to hook them and to drag them off. Drag them out into the world where he can abuse them and use them. Make them think they're having a good time. Huh? But he said, we can't love the world. We love God. So we're going to keep ourselves from the world. When the world says, hey, look, you know, this is fun, come and do it. We look at God's Word and it says, don't do it. So he said, world, forget that. Amen. So I'm not going there because God tells me not to. But he said, that comes from that studying the Word, knowing what God's got to say. A lot of people said, Brother Rex talking about in the prayer room, people said, talking to him, saying, well, you know, I don't need to go to church. Amen. I can study my Bible at home. Yeah, like they will. Right. Right. Like most of us, if it wasn't for the preacher telling you, you wouldn't know much. Amen. I'm just being honest. Amen. We're too busy to study. We're too busy to pray. We're too busy. But they say, well, we'll just do it at home. If they're too busy to go to church, you think they got time to study? You think they're going to make time? No, because they're out there in the world. The world's a pulling on them. And the world's saying, hey, you won't have time for that. Amen. But God says, hey, you know what? If you'll just love me first, spend some time with me. And that overcomes the world. He said, the love of the Father is not in him. He said, if we love our Heavenly Father more than we love the world, he said, then the love of the Father is in us. Amen. That love is in us, and it'll be spread abroad. It'll be shown abroad. Amen. You'll get to going here and there, and praise God. Next thing you know, it'll start oozing out of you. People will start seeing, praise God, Holy Ghost of God lighten you up. Amen. I got to get with my brothers. My oldest brother come in, he come sneaking in Friday night to surprise my mother for Mother's Day. And we got to spend a Saturday evening with them. And what a blessing it was. And we all got together and we was talking about the Lord and how good God was. How God's blessed us. How God's blessed our family. And we went to eat our Sunday evening. I got to tell them about how I thought God for my mother. Amen. My mother never went to church with us. But every Sunday morning, my mother would get me up and she'd make sure I had my oatmeal, my toast, and she'd make sure I had good clean clothes on, and she'd make sure I had a ride down to the house of God. Amen. You said, that wasn't much. It may not be much to you, but praise God. I told my little mama, I thank God that you did that, because that's why I am what I am today. That'd have been my little mama. Loved me enough, praise God, to get me up and send me to the house of God. Make sure I got there. Praise God. You know what it did? It kept me out of the world. The world, Brother Dean, didn't get a hold of me and drag me off. It tried to. You know what I'm talking about? The world tried to get a hold of me a bunch of times. Old devil tried to get his hooks in me, Jesse. But you know what? They was something I'd heard down at the house of God. Amen. It was always there. It was planted in my heart. I couldn't get away from it. Amen. It was that effect of loving God because He first loved me. It made all the difference in my life. The effects of loving God. Amen. The effects. There's an awesome effect on us when we love God. When we realize, amen, God loves us and that we love Him too. And we begin to admit that. I want to say, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what? I love Jesus. I love the Lord. Amen. He's my Savior, praise God. That don't hurt a bit. Amen. Devil, it may hurt the devil and his crowd. It don't hurt me a bit. Amen. I was up here at the hospital a while back, and my cousin was in there, and I was in there praising the Lord. And them nurses was looking at me funny, but it didn't bother me a bit. Amen. I was just praising the Lord. One of them little nurses come in and says, "Amen, brother. Amen. Hey, praise God. I'm not ashamed of Him because He's my Savior." Amen. That's the effect of loving Him who first loved me. Amen. Do you really love the Lord tonight? Is He real in your heart? Amen. If He is, there's some effects to that. Amen. It won't go out void, praise God. There'll be a stirring down your soul. You'll want to study your Bible. You want to know more about your Lord. Amen. You want to get a closer relationship with your Lord and Savior. Amen. Every day, you want to do that that's pleasing to Him. Amen. That we should always have a desire. Get up every morning and say, "Lord, please help me today not to break Your heart." Amen. I said every day, Lord, what are we going to do today? Lord, I need You to help me so I don't mess it up. Amen.